Sports Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. A variety of music suitable for the start of the summer makes up today's show, ranging from the early German Baroque to late 19th century Romanticism via some reflection on the Baroque and classical periods. We start with two vocal works by one of the most important German composers before Johann Sebastian Bach. That composer is Heinrich Schütz, who predated Bach by 100 years, being born in 1585. Schütz passed away in 1672 at the ripe old age of 87. His music would remain a benchmark for all German Baroque composers after him, Bach included. Schütz was active in sacred music, or at least that is what has survived for the most part. It is safely assumed Schütz composed more than the 500 surviving works we currently have, including theatrical music and potentially the first German opera, which is, alas, one of those losses we know of. We are going to hear two of his secular vocal compositions, displaying his great study and love of the Italian vocal and polyphonic tradition as practiced by Giovanni Gabrieli and the great opera composer Claudio Monteverdi. Whether sacred or secular, Schütz absorbed these Italian influences and transformed them into a style that became uniquely German. The two sacred works we are going to hear are titled Freue dich das Weibes deiner Jugend, Rejoice in Your Youthful Wife, and Itzt blicken durch des Himmelsaal, Across the Halls on High. Two secular vocal compositions by Heinrich Schütz. The ensemble Weser Renaissance Bremen is directed by Manfred Cordes.
Sie gibt so nichts, was sie sehen. stellen Fisch und auf dem Meer.
Lass uns bei Tag hier hin und her.
Wir stellen Fisch und auf dem Meer.
Wir stellen Fisch und auf dem Meer.
Wir stellen Fisch und auf dem Meer.
Sind sicher.
Two secular vocal compositions by the early German Baroque composer Heinrich Schütz. We heard Freue dich des Weibes deiner Jugend and Ich blicken durch des Himmelsaal. Manfred Cordes directed Weser Renaissance Bremen. Later into the Baroque period we go, and some fabulous organ music by François Couperin. Along with Jean-Philippe Rameau, Couperin is considered to be one of the greatest French Baroque composers of all time. His skills on the keyboard, especially the organ, were legendary. A bit ironic, though, is the fact that although Couperin was an active organist for most of his 65 years, he only left behind two organ masses, composed at the age of 22, as his entire compositional output for the instrument. The idea of the organ mass was to provide suitable music, essentially for churches, convents, and monasteries with limited means and performers of medium skill. In other words, no real choir and meh keyboardists. Couperin's music is not difficult to play, yet it is very brilliant and even daring in harmonic and contrapuntal construction. His Messe propre pour les couvents is a perfect example of this. Unlike parish mass organ compositions, which are based on plain chant tunes, this convent mass is richly inspired by folkloric musical themes. All 21 movements of this organ mass are wonderful things to hear and play, remaining popular to this day amongst organists. We will hear François Couperin's convent mass performed on an instrument built towards the end of the 18th century and housed in the Saint-Maximin-le-Saint-Baume Basilica in southern France. The organist is Michel Chapuis. Messe propre pour les couvents by François Couperin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
organ mass in place of a choir. The Messe propre pour les couvents, composed by François Couperin at the age of 22, around 1690. We heard it performed by Michel Chapuis on the organ of the Saint-Maximin-le Saint-Baume Basilica in southern France. A little French opera sojourn from the height of the Romantic era as a bit of an entr'acte next. We will hear the great Canadian tenor Richard Verrault sing two famous arias from Ambroise Thomas' 1866 opera Mignon. The character of Wilhelm Meister, who is deeply in love with the gypsy Mignon, has two famous arias. In Act 2, Adieu Mignon, courage, and in Act 3, Elle ne croyait pas. Richard Verrault is accompanied by the RAI Symphony Orchestra of Turin, conducted by Wilfred Pelletier.
Les chagrins sont bien vite oubliés à ton âge. Dieu te consolera, Dieu te protégera. Mais suivra tes pas. Espérance de te